We have us with us today in the studio, three of the members of Women. Why don't you introduce yourselves, guys?
My name is Chris.
Michael Wallace here.
Matt over here.
Matt's in the corner.
Matt's in the corner.
Noah's first.
Cool. So you guys are touring your new album, Public Strain. It's been getting awesome reviews. You've been to some crazy places.
Yeah.
Where have you been so far?
We were in Europe for 2.5 weeks, and then we had 5 days off, and we bought a van that has since broken down 6 times, and
embarked on a 5-week
Europe
or North America tour
in a broken van.
In a broken van, which conveniently breaks down every weekend when all the mechanic shops are
it
closed.
It only ever broke down on Saturdays.
On
I
Saturdays,
swear, this thing was. And it was.
If there's any mechanics out there, just maybe like a Saturday late night guy. Get in touch with some bands, you know, it could be profitable.
What kind of van is it?
Catch them in a bind.
It's a Dodge Ram Wagon.
Ram Wagon.
Should send a note to Dodge.
Yeah.
You're listening to CFUV 101.9 FM. In the studio with us today are the fellas from Women.
That's us.
Yeah. And we were talking about road stories, like crazy gigs, crazy van incidents, other
No, don't.
We can't.
Come on.
I don't think we can air that.
Yeah, we can.
I don't think we can.
Some of these things are. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we might. They might like take us back to Illinois and arrest us if they found out what.
But something happened at some point.
Come on.
Yeah, we clam up.
So what's been like your favorite town to play so far?
I really had a lot of fun in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
It was an all-ages show.
It's classic.
There was all these kids there, and the two bands that played, they were both probably 16 years old, 15, 16, and they were just really, really good. Punk stylings.
Yeah.
But,
so
yeah,
by good, he means nice. Shitty, but it made us feel good inside.
That's like everything I listen to.
This is pretty.
This sounds so bad, but I feel so great.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now. Yeah.
And but, good
you're basically time. In Mexico. We were chilling at this house, sorry, after, and where we were partying, you could look out, and it was like, oh, that's Mexico
yeah,
right there.
You can see Juarez. And you can see the tanks, like, patrolling the streets.
Yeah.
it's scary.
And the van held up in that stretch of the tour?
No, it didn't.
We were down a man, half of our gear, all of our clothes.
We thought it was a quick fix on the van, so we left it in Dallas and each brought like a pair of socks and a t-shirt and then lived in that for a week, seven days before we met up with our dude.
Then we
again.
Got to California and we ended up sending a transmission part from California back to Dallas where it Robert was, and our van and our gear and everything was waiting already. And for them to install it and then drive all the way, 27-hour haul. To meet us in San Francisco.
I think that's gotta be a record for van breakdowns.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then...
Six van breakdowns.
Yeah, it got fixed in Dallas, and then the power steering went 8 hours later, and it got stranded in New Mexico, and then another 10 hours in, a bolt shot into the oil filter, so all the oil leaked out of the van, and it started to smoke. And then he picked up an anarchist somewhere.
Yeah.
Some, like, young, like, fresh anarchist who had only hitchhiked across the country once before.
Yeah, it was his first round. He's pretty green.
Yeah, he'll be harder later. He didn't even have any face tattoos yet, but he was a nice kid.
He didn't have a dog, either.
No! He needs to find his anarchy dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His own personal anarchy
dog. Oh, speaking of that, vote for Saul.
Oh, yeah, Saul. Yeah.
Yeah. Vote for Saul. We ran into him in the parking lot. He's a nice man.
Is he a local politician?
We're talking bands.
He's running for city council.
What party?
Saul.
Saul's Good is his website.
Saul's Good. Saul Good. Saul Good.
Saul Good.com.
Well, that's awesome.
Saul's a regular ticket winner here on CFV. He just won tickets to the Pack 80.
There you go.
Congratulations,
Saul.
Congratulations, Pack 80.
Well, I was in Japan last winter, and I found one of your records at a record store in Fukuoka. What's the name of your Japanese label?
Contra Reed,
yeah. Are you guys going to tour Japan anytime?
We really, really want to.
We're trying.
There's some plans in the works. The dude that puts out the records there is super sweet. A sweet man. And he wants to bring us out, and that'd be like a dream come true. I could totally like hijack the plane and crash it on the way home if I went to Japan.
That's awesome. If you go, there's a hostel in Kyoto called Sandalwood, yeah. And the people who run that hostel are in a band with a guy from an old Japanese psych band called Les Ralliers des Nudes.
Yeah. No way.
And they're in the band with the bass player who actually did hijack a plane in the 70s. So if you go there, you gotta
hang out with that guy
and
get some hijack tips.
You're listening to CFUV 101.9 FM. In the studio with us today are the chaps from Women. I have a serious question for you fellas.
I may be able to provide
you with a serious answer, but I can't promise.
Okay. Well, I noticed there are a couple songs on your album that cleverly allude to songs from the past. I'm thinking of Narrow with the Hall, which kind of approximates the rising drone from Heroin by the Velvet Underground, and also Untogether, which has a vocal melody that kind of is a subtle encapsulation of Bernard Sumner's delivery in like early New Order. I'm wondering how conscious you guys are of making these allusions when you're writing, and if you're trying to send out a sly wink to music nerds.
I don't know how conscious we are of when it's happening, but I think it's more of a subconscious thing. Like, we love all those bands, you know?
It's just like metabolizing it?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not like, hey, let's do the Heroin thing on this one. But sometimes it is.
We're always talking about other bands. It's like, let's do a Stooges part on this thing.
Yeah, when we're writing songs, we'll be like, okay, so then you go into the New Order part, and then I'll go into like the Sonic Youth Branca thing.
Drop the Eno
then,
beat.
Yeah, drop the Eno beat. Yeah.
So I guess we really, really are just
hard consciousness. You're kind of like the platonic ideal of the music nerd as musician.
Yeah, dude.
I guess so.
We Rudy.
We spend all of our time just geeking out.
Reading tabs on the internet, like Savas solos,
and then we get into the jam pad.
I guess our life really
let the subconscious flow in music.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Amazing. So, what time are you guys on tomorrow at Lucky Bar?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. I don't know much.
Yeah, I know we got
but
to the city.
I know I love you.
Back to those intelligent questions.
Yeah, here we go. We got to the city we needed to be in, and that's as far as I'm thinking right now.
We don't have to think about that until tomorrow, because today is a day off,
11th
and it is one of 2 days off on this 37-day tour, so we're actually just trying not to think about it right now, if that's all right with you, Chris.
All right, well, I'll fill the listeners
still
in.
Love you.
Tomorrow night, sometime in the later evening, Women will take the stage at Lucky Bar with Run Chico Run.
And Manchild.
And our Manchild friend Manchild. From Calgary.
And Manchild, yes. Guys you know from Calgary?
Yeah. Pals of ours. They've been on part of the tour with us.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Medicine Kentucky.
Yeah.
Made the long haul.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Well, this has been a fun interview, guys. Tomorrow night, Lucky Bar, be there or be four-cornered.